Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Happy President's Day. I don't know what I'm feeling like saying today. A lot of fun things going on. If you're home, enjoy the snow, because here it comes again. All right, why don't we start it out with a Tom Carosa. It makes me hungry for Polish food song. All right. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Buy them now. Here we go. Let's start with Tom Carosa.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger, so I asked, what would you do? My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
My hat. It has three corners. Three corners has my hat. And if it didn't have three corners, it wouldn't be mine.
Go!
corners, got my box. When I go to town, they say, who's that foxy lady coming around the way? Cause I'm so yummy, yummy. And who's hungry? Hey, muffin man, give me something sweet. Give me the chewy tart, some poppy prune and mesquite. Cherry, raspberry, apricot, green tea. But you're missing a flavor, and that would be me. I said, eat my almond tasha, it's a tasty treat. I said, eat my almond tasha, and step to the beat. I said, eat my almond tasha, bon appetit. I said, eat my almond tasha, and turn up the heat. Went to the salon to do up my hair. Got a mani, got a pedi, and they went downstairs. And I started screaming when they started to rip. I said, you're fine, we don't need no linen. Nice and neat. Give me three corners. Wash, rinse, and repeat. Eat my almond tasha. It's a tasty treat. I said, eat my almond tasha. And step to the beat. I said, eat my almond tasha. Bon appetit. I said, eat my almond tasha. And turn up the heat. Passion, and don't make a mess. Now it turns out he's vegan, and that's no fun, cause you can't get naked D's when you're on the run. Cause it don't eat milk and it don't eat meat, but he eats my almond tasha, it's a natural treat.
Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Do I have a Kindle? I think I have it on my Betty Jo's books are available on Kindle. I have something. I got to look at my let me check my phone out. Hold on. Hold on to my stuff. Well, let me check it out while I'm doing this other thing. Congratulations, Betty Jo, on your thing.
Not a I was wearing it at the time. Women marched and demonstrated for us to be released from oppressive undergarments. Now, now women are wearing bras, spanks, and now, did you see the commercial for the waist cincher?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You wear the bra, the spanks, and the waist cincher after a meal at Chipotle? My girlfriend Zipporah killed me. Do you know Zipporah Lipschitz?
Oh, no.
She killed me. She goes, Rhonda, you black gals have it so easy. You all have that natural beauty. Natural beauty, is she kidding? After I use Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen, Sheen and Glow, lip gloss, and cocoa butter, I feel like I've been salmonized. Now, I don't walk out of my bathroom after a shower. I hydroplane. Natural beauty, what happened to it? Do you know that cheek, lip, breast, and butt implant mishaps are so frequent that they have their own reality show? Keeping Up with the Kardashians. botch. It's not easy. It really isn't. It isn't easy being a woman. Did I mention, speaking of not being easy, did I mention that I'm a Negro? Oh yeah, I'll be a Negro all night. Have you noticed, like every 10 years we change what we call ourselves? Sometimes we're Black, sometimes we're Afro-American, sometimes we're Third World. Why do we keep changing? You know, Jews stay Jews, Italians stay Italians, dwarves stay about this high. I see you laughing behind your hand there. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Do you know, I did that last night, and a little person walked up to me very offended and said, "I am not happy." I said, "Which one are you?" I did the Joe Franklin show. I did Joe Franklin show with Joy Behar and a great friend of mine who did impressions at the time, Lois Dendro. And it was like being initiated into show business. I just felt like, you know, this is just a rite of passage. And if every time I would see him here, I would just feel like I am doing my thing because I know this guy. And Joe Franklin, it's so great to be part of his being remembered here. Before I go, I just want to share with you a little something that I just read in the New York Times. Did you know that they are coming out with a plastic, raised, touchy-feely book that is porno for the blind? $250 a book?
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke. Make me.
I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. so come on and share the wine.
Make me, me, cray to the Z. Make me, me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z.
Bring it down. Where we going with
you? Make me.
Where we going with
cray to the Z?
You want a piece of me?
You make me.
Bring it on.
Cray to the Z. Make me. Cray to the Z.
Don't make me tell you fun.
Make me. Cray to the Z.
Where we going with this?
Make me. Cray to the Z.
Anymore. Come on. Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Thank you.
Tom Carozza. His CDs are available on CD Baby. Check him out. Eddie Joe Tucker, congratulations on your new book. Give me the title of it and where people can get it. Type it in there. And I will. Eddie Joe Tucker won't be having a live show tomorrow. She has a show every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. You can follow her and be made aware. And tomorrow won't be live, but she's got a whole bucket full of gems and nuts of celebrity interviews and movie topics that you just want to check out, right? Okay, yeah, you do, because I said so. And Betty Jo's book title is Cinema Stanzas Rhyming About the Movies. I've heard some of them. She's recited some of them. They're pretty darn clever. And she's a very good movie critic. Read her blog and check her out. I was looking for something else that Tom had written, and I can't find it alphabetically. So I'll play some Camille Theobald here. There we go.
These are letters you won't feel. Dear deli cashier. Okay, I get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy. And he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks, so, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012, where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky winky. No touchy touchy. And no looky uppy downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They beat me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining, and they make you laugh.
Oh, and Betty Jo's book is available on Kindle. Cinema Stanzas Rhyming About the Movies. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, don't forget,
daylight come and he won't go home.
Wow, man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Day!
It's too loud, man.
Day!
That's better.
Oh, daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night on a drink of rum?
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Lift 6 foot, seven foot, eight
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Daylight
too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold
foot,
it, man.
Eight
hold it,
foot,
man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears.
Day.
No. No, hold it, man.
Yeah.
Too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to the shout.
No, man. It's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
shout.
No,
I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, no, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay. Yeah!
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight, oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Comes to the end of the show. What should I play us off with? I know. This is for you, Betty Jo. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday, 4 p.m., check her out because she's my buddy. And check out her new book, Cinema Stances, Rhyming About the Movies. What fun! Alrighty. And let's see, what else have we got here? The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Oh, Betty Jo's book. It's available on Kindle. Only available on Kindle. So you want to go to Kindle and get your copy. Also, that's a book Jack Hoffman might like. If Jack Hoffman, if you're working out to this, surprise, I threw your name in the mix. And my other follower, Josh Glickman. Am I saying it right? I hope so. I'm sorry. I'm just freezing. I'm freezing, I'm telling you. Okay, sooner or later I'll get warm again. I'm out in the country, but I'll be heading back to the city. Look out, city. I miss those warm pipes running through my apartment. All right, what else? My CDs are available on CD Baby. You can buy them there. Check them out and buy them right away. Okay, I'm trying to think, am I leaving anybody out? I don't think so. All righty. Keep on smiling and... we'll just play off with music. Time out. Thanks for being a loyal listener, Betty Jo Tucker. Gotta love you. Yes, you do. Okay, keep smiling. Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concert, Blog Talk Radio.